Look out, it's Josh and Zachary on Switch 1197.
Speaking of curiosity, Zach, just before we start the show, and I got to get this out of the way.
Go ahead.
Straight away. Do you remember when we first came here, when we first started broadcasting? Seems like a lifetime ago. It
does seem like a lifetime ago. We were young.
Yeah,
we were eager.
Some
we weren't
naive.
Beaten down by the 10 listeners. We had the world by the short and curly, some would say.
We certainly did. But Glenn, station manager, he pulled us aside and he said, boys, let me just give you a rundown on the board. We've mentioned it before. I mean, if anything, we taught him some stuff. Mm. So, you know, unnecessary. You guys are the best. I don't need to be here. And he got in his Buick and went. He did mention there was one button on the console that he told us not to press. It's this one right here.
Josh, he said not to press. I know we've taught him something about it.
I know. But my curiosity is peaking at this point. It's a little diagram. It's basically, it looks like a silhouette of a big man and a silhouette of a little man.
Okay.
And I'm wondering what the hell it does. We joked with him. We said, what does it do? And he goes, oh, that, it'll shrink you. Ah!
Bloody hell. Get out of here, Glenn.
You're as funny as you look, you know. And get out of here, you bastard, you know. Zach, I'm thinking about pressing it.
Mate, I would advise against it.
I'm really thinking...
He's written down, don't press it.
I'm thinking about doing it, and I actually will do it. So, Zach, if... maybe a 3-second countdown. While I get the butterflies out of my stomach just to press a button. Anything could happen. The song could play. Maybe the whole thing will shut down. Maybe our very seats will eject through the roof.
That'd be fun.
That will be fun. Hopefully,
I got my fingers crossed for that one.
Mate, a 3-second countdown when you're ready.
All right. 3, 2, simple as one.
What? Look at me. This is perfect. Zach, look at me. I'm the size of a grape. This is the worst thing in the world. Oh, God. Hang on a sec. Let me just check. Whoa, okay. Looks like not everything has shrunk. Boozy, boozy, bop. Anyway, we'll be straight back after this to kick on with the show. I'm going to try and figure this out. Oh, God. This is just perfect. You're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197.
Josh and Zachary rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Excellent. Zach, I am back to my original height and girth, which is good news for everyone, especially the listeners. My deep voice is once again gracing the airwaves. Did you want to get straight into your story, Zach, or would you like to kind of debunk the cat curiosity situation?
I think we can debunk the cat curiosity.
Zach, I've had a couple of cats living with me, two of them, one older than the other.
We'll call one Meow and the other one Meow 2 for ease of conversation.
I'm loving that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got these two cats living with me, alright? The whole curiosity thing was just annoying me. Because I did, you know, you got to kind of watch what you say around cats. Because I did at one point say, curiosity will kill... And I almost said kill the cat. I didn't want to put the fear of God
in. Well, I don't know why the dog is shocked by it.
I'm a naturally curious creature. And the dog's... you're saying that's going to be my demise one day? I mean, I've only got 9 lives, for God's sakes. I thought a bit of back and forth was going to continue there, Zach, but...
No, I had a thought and then...
quickly squelched it.
Yep.
So I've got this cat. I've got these two cats living with me.
Meow and Meow 2.
Meow and Meow 2. They've been wandering around the house for the last 2 weeks, mate. And I'm thinking, are they as curious as I'm led to believe? My first test, I just did this at home. I didn't want to bore the listeners with this one. I come home with a box.
Mm-hmm.
On the box, I put a question mark on it.
Okay.
Put the box in the living room.
Mystery box.
Mystery box situation.
Because you know I would look in there.
Oh, God, I would look in there. I looked in there several times. I knew what was in there. Nothing. But I still looked more than once.
Because you don't know. You put a question mark on a box, anything can happen.
I'm going, hang on a sec. I don't know what's going on.
Because if some weird stuff's going to end up in there by, you know, happenstance, what box is it going to end up in?
Exactly.
The one with the question mark.
And it was a good question mark, too. You know, sometimes you can do a bad question
mark. Yeah, you're like, is that a question mark or a confused exclamation point?
Or an exclamation point with spine. Oh, me back! All you have to do is stand up straight to the exclamation point. That's what you were drawn to do. Now he's slouching all over the town, all over my page. But I looked, mate, I ducked around the corner, peered my head a few times around the corner. They were just sitting on the couch. They didn't even bat an eyelid, mate. Unless they're very quick, and they just went, oh, hang on, oh, no. You know, and then just jumped up on the couch without me seeing. But
that's what they've done.
I would have thought for sure they would have both been just staring at the box the entire time. Question mark. I mean, There's no way they couldn't have looked.
Do the cats know what a question mark means?
I believe they do. They've constantly got one over their head. All they got to do is look up. I mean, they're naturally curious creatures.
Yeah, that is
true.
So I'm
led to believe. My second test, I have decided to do it live on air, Zach. Because what I did was I went on the internet. It was bugging me all weekend. So I got on the internet. I bought and downloaded a cat voice translator.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about that, to try that out live on air. And I will just call... Oh God, who do we call, Zach? I mean, who's got cats? My cats have gone home. Oh, I've gone home to their owner.
Oh, so you can't call yourself.
I can't call myself. No, that wouldn't work at all. I will just dial a number at random.
Okay. And hope... Well, yeah, a large population of people have cats. So if you dial a number at random, you're going to hope whoever we call has a cat.
Okay, here we go. I'm just dialing a number at random, of course.
Hello.
Oh, hello. This is Josh and Zachary. You're on the Josh and Zachary Show live on air at the moment. Are you free to talk for only just a moment?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, great stuff. Who are we talking to?
My name's Aviva.
Aviva. Nice name. How'd you come up with that one?
Sounds like a paper towel.
I want to know, just quickly, are you a cat owner?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, are the cats with you at the moment?
Yeah, one of them are.
Okay, and can you explain to me what they're doing at the moment, just quickly?
He's just having a nap on the floor.
Okay, so a nap on the floor, Zach.
Okay.
Not a curious creature to
not
be napping on the
endeavor,
floor.
Not a curious endeavor, no.
Is your phone on silent?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, so that he doesn't understand that a phone call has been made. Because what I'm expecting, Zach,
no,
is
he
the,
doesn't.
Thank you. What I'm expecting is this cat is going to be all, who's on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to do, Aviva, is we're just going to just throw some facts about you, facts about us on the show. You just act accordingly. And hopefully your expression or your reaction to them might pique the curiosity of the cats.
Yeah.
Okay, first thing I want to mention is just about Zach. Zach has not got a high school diploma.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gauging a little bit of excitement in your voice, a little bit of trepidation as well. Have the cat made a noise or anything there? I can't hear anything, so...
His ears
have twitched a little bit. Nothing audible. Nothing audible. Okay, this is interesting. Zach, have you got a fact that you want to bring to the show? Maybe something a little bit more exciting.
I got to tell... Whoa! Did your headphone just go weird?
Yeah.
Okay, my headphone's gone weird. Does Cat doing anything about that?
No, not really.
Okay, good.
Zach, maybe a fact to kind of...
Okay, well, what sort of fact? I don't know what we're doing here.
Well, just something that'll excite young Aviva here. Maybe pique the cat's curiosity.
I don't know. I'm a vegan. Everyone knows that, though.
Wow, that's interesting.
Oh, well, hang on. Okay, that's definitely a cat noise. All right, thank you very much, Aviva. I think we'll take it from here. Zach, I've isolated that. Thank you very much for your help. Zach, I've isolated that. Now, I'm just going to plug this into my cat translator.
I wish I knew that's what we were doing earlier on.
Just plugging that into the cat translator. I'm just going to just quickly... This is just going to...
It's going through?
Yeah.
Translation complete.
All right, Zach, this is all I got to do is hit yes, play on this one.
I almost don't want to know,
but this is going to, without a shadow of the doubt, we're going to know exactly what that cat said, and if he wanted to know who was on the phone, then we're going to know for sure if cats are naturally curious animals. We have just gave some facts to young Aviva, which we called. Her interest was piqued. And we heard a cat make a noise. If that cat has made a noise questioning who was on the phone or anything of the like, then we'll know, without a shadow of the doubt, that a cat is naturally a curious animal. Zach, are you ready?
Go for it.
I want to add a little bit of suspense on this as well.
Just out of curiosity, who are you talking to?
We've done it!
The cat is curious!
We've done it! We've done it! The cats are naturally curious! You're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back after this. I've been told I do work with a couple of people at work of Indian descent. One from Bangladesh, one from India. Lovely guys, love them. And I don't know why I have to say that. Like, oh, relax.
Yeah.
we're not going to be racist. Everyone's like, oh, good. They're cracking their knuckles. Ah, yeah. Oh, bit of racism.
Some good old racial radio. Can't wait for this. See, they got the Confederate flag on the back of their their Hyundai.
They played Limp Bizkit, so we know they're definitely racist. my next story is from washing.
Let's see the first ethnicity they bring up. Indians. Oh, this will be good. There's a lot of stuff to do on them.
they're starting easy. I mean, they're not the easiest ones to muck around with, but no, there's certainly no racism here, and like, you know.
Oh, a little bit. Like, let's be honest.
Maybe from Zach's side of the table. But,
I'm not a racist. I'll throw my hands up and be first one to admit that I'm not a racist.
I love the fact that our show, I would love to get all of our shows together and just quote, count how many times we've had to say, I'm not a racist, I'm not a pedophile.
Yeah. Don't beat up old people.
Yeah, whatever you do. It seems like we're just giving people mixed messages. Maybe that's why people can't listen to the show for very long. They're just going, hang on, what are they telling us? Are they inciting a riot or are they not inciting a riot? That's the best question to ask.